Wesley's coming out. He wants the world to know. Hey, Dan, you all right?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks.
You have the look on your face of a woman that is concealing something peculiar. Something
peculiar?
Wild.
How dare you?
Something brave and bold and beautiful.
New normal.
Yes. Hashtag new normal. Hashtag new Wesley. Hashtag new year, new me.
New phone, who dis?
Hey, listen, new lobster, who dis? Guys, welcome to the show. It's 2 minutes past 10. It's Tuesday. The weather is significantly better than it was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. What was it doing?
Yesterday can suck my dick, quite honestly.
Oh, wow. Strong words.
Yep. I ain't fucking around. If yesterday wants to try and come in here, push me around like he's the King of England, he's got another thing coming. I am trained in hand-to-hand combat.
What, with clouds?
Yep, with anything. Honestly, with abstract concepts.
Right.
With I could strangle to death the feeling of impending doom if I had to. Yeah.
It's a superpower, Will.
In a way, it is. Yeah. In another ways, it's mental illness. But I'm just doing my best with it. I'm just a man in a room. Not alone today. You know, it's nice.
It's nice to have company in it. Sometimes script.
It looks less insane.
Yeah, it does actually, doesn't it? Because I really do become self-aware sometimes of just how insane it must sound just outside the door.
Who's particularly talking to?
Yeah, well, the woman next door, she really thought I was a mad person, and she's not really wrong. You know, where's the lie?
Struggling to find it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm struggling to find reality sometimes. Right, let's get stuck into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee and Memes.
Steady job, a couple extra potatoes, that's all I want.
You're getting on, you're pushing 30, Slubby. You know, it's time to think about getting some ambition.
Well, I always figured I'd live a little bit longer without it.
Don't forget, kid, that what you're trying to do here is to be bright and chipper and entertaining and intelligent and sort of glitzy. And that's funny, and it's kind of cool, and it's interesting, and it's edgy, and all of that. It puts that facade of momentary charisma on you, and if you don't play that out, you actually fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee and Memes on Threshold.fm, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and just pouring out of your bleeding nose onto the floor, causing a puddle, making a mess. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Wesley he's been through a transformation. He says he's feeling more himself than he ever has.
Yeah.
And
couldn't find him half the weekend after the makeover. He just
really just went out and just come
went
out.
Just found him scratching at the door on Sunday night.
Mm.
Terrible.
Mm. Little slut.
I was worried the whole time. Worried.
The little hussy, the little Jezebel, out on the town, just slinging claws.
Feeling himself a bit.
Oh, deary me, he's just getting amongst it, just drowning in the day, I'm sure. Good on him. Yeah, you know, he's exercising his right to association, right to freedom of expression, right to just go at it. Two consenting adults.
Yeah.
In the privacy of their own disabled
living
toilet.
Living his best life in this current year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, it's tough. It's tough out there for a lobster. But, you know, he's doing his best.
Right.
What? Okay. All right. Come on, then. Shall I cue the music?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Will hasn't seen this yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, Squiff has taken Wesley home at the weekend and has given him a makeover. Oh, look. He's coming in the bag. It's given him a makeover. Has made him some outfits. Because it's Pride
Swan.
Month and that, and just to sort of celebrate the glorious freedom
so
of it. So.
Actually, I'll
put it. Okay. Oh, wow! Look at him! Wow, he's got a bejazzle. That's incredible. I like the sort of leather look. He's got a nice bra there, covering his... am I using the right pronouns here? Covering Wesley's wee tats. Sorry, I'm doing it in the... There. There we go. So it's kind of like a mer lobster.
Yeah, basically.
A lobster maid, a lob maid.
That's how she identifies now.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I'm being seriously problematic here.
Yeah, really.
And he's, this
check
is
a privilege, Will.
Sorry, I'm very sorry. Z has a sort of what would you refer to this as? Just sort of decorative.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some decorations there. Is it a runway for the lads to come so they know, is there a hole here? And this, the whole sort of a jazzle here. Did you make all, were these all sewn on individually?
Yes.
You have been busy.
I was really, really procrastinating.
Yeah. Procrastinating? How dare you?
Well, I mean,
this is a bold, brave and beautiful lobster
look,
that you should
I'm gonna
be proud
level with
of.
Everyone. There were many moments on Friday when I stopped to ask myself, what are you doing?
How dare you?
But
how dare you?
I really wanted to.
Press F for Squiff is doing the Lord's work. I don't think we had anything on S. Well, let me know if there is. Well, Wesley, you look brave and bold and beautiful, and I love you and I respect you.
Lobsters.
And I'm honoured to have you on the show, no matter what your lifestyle choices are, whether
so
I agree with them or not.
Is that going to be permanent or just for the month?
I don't see any reason to not have it permanent. The only thing I can think of is that maybe maybe Wesley is going to need more outfits. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, starters you're meant to go on.
Definitely. I think some claw accessories would be nice.
I thought about that. I thought of like lace gloves, but I thought, no, that might be going too far.
Do you think? lacy glove.
Maybe with another
outfit. It's just a statement of intent, a lacy glove, isn't it? Wow, beautiful. I mean, I feel bad for people just listening on the radio and on the podcast. So I recommend going to YouTube or Facebook to check.
Just get a picture up on Wesley Facebook. Out.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, incredible. right, that's enough goodbye horses. It just makes me want to take my clothes off and do things definitely can't do on the radio. Have to save that for my own flat. Can I wear a bandana? Will that go down well? I'm not going to offend any gangs, am I? What do you think? Thoughts?
You might offend every boy band from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I'm appropriating 90s boy band culture. hold on a second. There we go. Is there enough? I kind of want it cocked at a bit of an angle, don't I? Sort of like so. Is that? Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
I have no words.
I think this is making me look more like a sort of old man on the beach at Margate with a string vest. than any sort of hard sort of gang affiliation, isn't it?
You're not busting anything in anyone's anything anytime soon.
just causing mass dry vagines everywhere. Literally, all girls watching the shows are just going, oh, fucking hell. Oh. into crotch gravel. Jesus, God almighty. Okay, look, what have we got today in terms of shoe throwers? New audio off of Snake Pit nice. Called Dead Stock. New Document One called Shutdown. New Fracture, Naughty Bit this. It's called Give Me Love. It's got some amens in it. It's good freaking value. Let's get it on.
Wee
wee. Wee wee. Well,
let's take that off.
How dare you? I'm going to get the. This is how you do it. You get this bit at the front, right?
That's better.
It's more rude boy, no? I just need some love. I just need some love. It's starting to feel like the thug life's not for me. Like sun shining on me. Yeah. Just give me sweet love. Just give me sweet love, please. Me no want no shadery. Fire burn. People are already calling me 2-pack Rankin. More like 6-pack Rankin, know what I mean? Fireball. Well, you get Joe, dropping the knowledge. Remember, kids, that the C in Andy C stands for communism. He's here to seize the means of vinyl production. Hey, this is a great record. Keen, yeah? There's summer vibes. Just give me sweet love. Just give me sweet love, please. Me no want no shadery. Fire burn. Makes me want to actually make some records. Fashion that. Not dubstep, don't worry.
Thank you. Yeah. Fire, fire, fire. Champion Lord. No shade of
me. Just give me sweet love. Where you get it from, me know where you get it from. That's Give Me Love by Fracture. I like the artwork. It's just a screw. Just an illustration of a screw.
Fair
enough. Yeah, just, yeah, there you go. Nice. Yeah. Works for me. I don't really get the reference, but, you know, I like it. It's fine. It's brave. It's bold. It's beautiful. Give Me Love by Fracture. That's a fucking tune. I might have that nice one penned for Shoe Thrower of the Week. It's a possibility. Since I've got this whole bandana on now, you're looking at me a bit differently. You're looking at me like you're disappointed but not surprised.
Is my face that obvious?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I imagine you get that look a lot.
Yeah, friends, family members, Wesley.
Dusters in the street.
Yeah, just looking at me just like... I tell you who I gave the worst evils to someone the other day. Went in for the voting for the MEP, fucking load of bollocks.
Right.
And there was a guy came. So I did a touch post the other night. Guy came cycling in, like to the polling office, like you know someone's a twat when they're cycling and they come to a stop but they've halfway gotten off their bike before they come to a stop and they're just cruising in on one pedal.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dude looks like he's in Corbyn fancy dress.
Right.
He is probably early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, right. Sort of skinny looking, middle class dude, looks like a geography teacher or something.
Has an allotment.
Definitely has an allotment. Yeah, probably drives an old Volvo. Like an old 1990s, early 90s Volvo.
You're painting a very, very
clear
picture here.
He had cargo trousers on.
Right.
He had as much safety equipment as you can reasonably expect a human to, well, as you could expect a human to wear or not. He had elbow pads on and a helmet. Right. He's riding just a normal mountain bike, yeah? And he's got a Che Guevara t-shirt on. Like, I sound like I'm making this up. It sounds almost too much like it was like a parody. Like that's what he sounds like, he's in fancy dress, like he was in Corbyn fancy dress. And as he came cruising in just on one pedal, he looked at me and I just sort of clocked the Che Guevara t-shirt and I just sort of slowly shook my head at him. And the look on his face, like he looked so hurt and crestfallen that I should shake my head at like...
Head shaking was involuntary I bet.
The head shaking at his fucking t-shirt of one of the most murderous warlords. Like, you're about to put gay people in concentration camps.
Yeah, how dare you shake your
head? How dare you shake your head at a
horrible person.
Was prepared to sacrifice every Cuban life for
the greater good.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Dare I shake my head?
Yeah, you're obviously in the wrong.
Clearly! Look at my bandana. I fucking know what's up, yeah? Right, look, let's get this whole screen capture routine going. I don't know why I didn't set that up before the show. Anyway, Joburg teacher fired for teaching flat earth geography to grade 11 students.
Done.
Sure. Totally. Fine. Now, I slightly want to question the validity of this website. However, they do have stories on that are real. So that is what I'm sort of going by on this. The fact that some of these stories on the side are genuine news stories. So let's just pretend that let's just throw caution to the wind with this one.
Really? Don't you... All these... This is as credible as everything else reported here, ever. You're not throwing caution to anything. What are you on about?
No, yeah, Lab Bible, Metro, Guardian, it's all the fucking same,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, so reputable, aren't they?
Yeah, sorry. A high school teacher in Johannesburg has been fired for teaching children the earth is flat. The 29-year-old teacher refused to use an assigned geography textbook. Instead, he made his own textbook and slideshow. Fun use of textbook as one word and then textbook as two words, the next sentence. He even sent the children PDFs to study his theories on mobile phones. Now, I will say that that actually gives it a certain level of validity, as a friend of mine's stepdad, actually ex-stepdad, is a deranged conspiracy theory nut, and all he does is send fucking PDFs to people all the time with ridiculous conspiracy theories. It's like they rely on PDFs.
Yeah, it's the weapon of choice.
It is, yeah, the ebook. And it's like, seriously, you've got to look
at this PDF.
I'd also
like to see this textbook that he made. I'm picturing something quite scrapbooky.
Yeah, quite a lot of clip art.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's got like little cartoons of people like going, whoa! And then like ones with light bulbs above their heads.
I'm thinking
maybe
of like magazine cutouts for the words. Oh, what? So, like a ransom note.
Like a serial killer. The principal noticed something was wrong after his grade 11 students failed an external examination. Johannesburg stubborn flat earther teacher was fired for misleading his students and opposing the curriculum. The teacher taught the students flat earth theories for over a year, and his students were doing remarkably great, according to the records and midterm results. He was making his own flat earth geography and even changing some of the curriculum to fit his flat earth theories. All the classes he was teaching failed the final examination, which was set provincially. They later found out he used to edit other external exams if the papers were made available beforehand. He was a very good teacher, and he brainwashed the kids because it was very easy for them to understand the way he teach. Very smart. It's quite a shame such a smart teacher believed the earth was flat, said Principal Peter Franzman. Well, you got any better evidence to the contrary, eh, Franzman? Eh, Big Franz? Papa Franz?
Franz Ferdinand?
Yeah, fucking Franz Ferdinand. Don't get yourself bloody assassinated. Try and prove the Earth's round. Hey, boy. Come on, Franz Ferdinand. Don't start the First World War.
And then start a band.
Yeah, yeah. That's not really making up for it, is it? Like, your death is responsible for the kickstarting the First World War. How are you going to make it up? Start a shit indie band. It's not really helping, is it? I mean, for God's sake, I mean, an apology would be a start.
Ugh. Isn't that what Take Me Out?
What? Take Me Out was not an apology for the First World War. If it was, it was a shit one. I would not accept it. The Flat Earth teacher did not show any remorse, and he said losing his job will not stop him from teaching facts, according to his co-worker. He's a very stubborn man.
I bet he's a Ben Shapiro fan.
You reckon? Yeah. Facts don't care about your feelings. Facts.
Facts don't care about your curriculum.
Facts don't care about your round earth shell. Facts. He is a very stubborn man. How can you go through the trouble of even creating your own books just to teach children lies? He doesn't believe their lies. Look, I'm just assuming the validity of this story.
His truth.
Yes, he's living his truth. Come on, man. I do not feel sorry for him. Okay. Right. I don't think he wants your pity.
I don't think he feels sorry for himself.
No, I think he just wants to tell people the Earth's flat, which it could be. It might be. I've no evidence to the contrary. Oh, God. Okay, so that's the first one for that website. I've got another one here. IT student hacked McDonald's self-service tellers and placed order for free. Also, the author of these stories is called Not Trevor Noah. So, Don't know.
It's fine by me.
Yeah, 19,000 shares on this one, though. Allegedly. McDonald's self-service teller system is off to a bad start when a teenager who was an IT student in Jayberg College reportedly hacked and the self-service teller and placed order for his friends and family. According to the investigation officer, Jabulani targeted a McDonald's that was piloting the self-service teller and accessed the machine's admin panel. He then created a coupon code and altered the machine to ask users if they had a coupon. Seems reasonable. The coupon he created made the orders 100% free for anyone who had the code. The restaurant manager said he lost 400,000... What do they have in South Africa? Rand? Don't know. Oh.
Don't quote me on that.
I don't know. I didn't even know what the Israeli currency was the other day.
Yeah, I was like, Israeli yen?
It's Israeli shekels.
I think it is shekels.
It is, yeah. So, unless someone in the chat was winding me up because I didn't confirm it. I didn't want to say that because, you know, it sounds like
it's a slur now.
Sounds
isn't
like
it?
A slur, yeah.
Yeah. Can you say that?
Well, can you actually just name the currency? I don't think not. We became suspicious when the orders we had daily increased by 300%, and 5 days later, the amount of money we were expecting in the bank was not cleared. When they realized there was no money for the huge sales they were getting, they decided to check with their IT team to find out an unknown IP address was accessing the self-service teller panel, and a 100% discount coupon was created. 13 people were caught trying to use the coupon. And they said they bought it from a guy outside the store. Some said they found it on Facebook.
Tickets.
Damn, this kid's a hustler. Deeper investigation linked the IP address to a 19-year-old Jabulani from Soweto, Pimville. When the police arrived at his house, their garbage bin was full of McDonald's. But they did not find the computer they were looking for. Rapper Lil Wayne says his only regret is getting his balls tattooed.
Oh, it's a separate link. That's not a continuation of the article.
It might as well be.
Right.
I fucking love this website. I'm on it. It's called iHaliNews. It's something South African, isn't it?
Bookmark it, yeah.
Yeah, just bookmark that one. That's fine. Yeah, no worries there. God almighty. Right, let's have some more bits. You know these bits. Right, let's have this audio deadstock naughty bit. Very naughty bit. Why would you regret getting your balls tattooed?
Well, I guess many reasons.
Well, let's find out, I guess.
Depends what the tattoo is. Yeah.
Jesus, Jenna had 4.5 of those lobster pingers at the thing. An absolute monster, Jenna. Well done, 10 out of 10. I'll give you 10
lobsters
out of
lobsters. Oh.
I know, it just gets to go near mine.
What?
It just gets to go near mine.
Squiff. Joe says, I genuinely wish I was as stylish as Squiff, every shirt on point. I might be slightly in love with her. Is she interested in Wild Man? Does she fancy joining a socialist revolution?
No.
Oh, that's a vegan socialist revolution.
Oh, God, no.
Sorry, Joe.
You lost me a vegan and socialist. Sorry.
The Wild Man part sounds interesting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wild vegan, what, you hunt carrots? What's that?
Go out in search of some wild kale. Full hunting party, though, with, like, rifles and everything, machetes.
Aubergine, 12 o'clock.
That's Dead Stock by Audio, and that is a naughty, naughty...
Warhammer!
Yeah. Oh, Gantcha of Gantcha and Ruined Fame is in the Facebook chat, if anyone's interested. You can press G for Gantcha. No, G is for Gov Invented Jump Up. You can press C for Communism Killed Over 100 Million People. they're Russians, they'll understand. Guys, what else have we got? Mate.
Breatharian, oh my god.
They were different Breatharian. It was a different Breatharian. Okay. Oh god, this winds me up so much. We live on air. Breatharian couple claims they have barely eaten for 9 years and think they only need the universe's energy to live.
Yeah, tell that to the woman who died.
Yeah, god. Fucking hell. The couple say they survive on a piece of fruit or vegetable broth just 3 times a week. Well, okay, so you're lying for a start. You don't live on air, okay? Even
sounds like food to me.
That sounds a lot like food. And by the very fact that she's managed to get pregnant, which you can't do if you're starving to death, like your body prevents you from getting pregnant because you will not be able to carry a baby properly.
Just life.
Yeah. Like that. Oh god, there's so much of this as well. I don't even know if I could be bothered to get into it.
Is their baby on the same diet?
No, they say they let their kids eat whatever they want, pizza or ice cream. They just go have at it. At least you can commend them on that.
Yeah.
Like they're just liars. They're just lying. Like, why are you lying? Are you selling something? I bet they're selling a fucking ebook. You know they've got, but they've got the amount of press shots
this
that they
have.
This is
one of those articles that just turns out to be an ad.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it? Akahai said, our children are aware of breatharianism and the energy that exists in the universe and in themselves, but we would never try to change them, and we let them eat whatever they want, whether it be juices, vegetables, pizza, or ice cream. You know what, guys? If your breatharianism routine works, why don't you go to a country where people are starving to death and teach them how to live without food?
Yeah, they've got loads of air there.
Yeah, plenty of fucking air going on in Libya. Yeah? Why don't you go and... Oh, my God, it makes me so angry. Just, like, we didn't feel the need or desire to eat solid food during the entire 9 months, so I only ate 5 times... all of which were in social situations. You only ate 5 times while you were pregnant. You fucking liar. Seriously.
Why is the Sun reporting this? Well, no, actually, yeah. I retract that question.
The couple save a fortune on food bills. Oh, God. Can you imagine? I mean, like, seriously, okay, if that's, like, if it's real, if it's a real thing, then why don't you start some sort of government campaign? Because, Jesus, if, you know, if we've got a climate change crisis and
maybe
food...
Maybe this is a segue into that.
Maybe, and, you know, the... I mean, food actually only takes up, like, 10% or something of climate emissions, but nevertheless, like, if you got everyone could survive on eating nothing, then we'd have no fucking emissions from the food industry.
But then apples, they'd just be growing everywhere.
Oh, God, we wouldn't be able to move for apples. Oh, apples.
So I open your front door, it's apples.
Oh, open the car. Oh, it's full of apples. How are they even getting here? Fuck's sakes. Oh, apple death. Oh, no, that's it. You need the natural predator of the apple, the vegan, to keep it down, don't you? To keep the apple population down. It's just it's the cycle of nature.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go out there scrumping.
It's the circle of life.
Fucking right, it's the circle of life.
Lobsters.
It's appalling.
Look into it.
Jesus. Fuck off, breatharians. I've had enough of you. Doctor removes molar tooth growing inside 13-year-old's testicle. What? I didn't even know I had this locked in the chamber.
Oh my god! Damn, it was a documentary.
Yeah, this must be the one. This must be the one that was in the chamber rather than in the clip. Never forget the one in the chamber.
Never forget the one in the chamber.
If you're missing a tooth, make sure you check inside your bollocks. Cheers, Jake Massey. That's the moral
is that
of this bizarre.
Seriously, how that starts?
Medical case in Russia. Yeah, I mean, you do have this sort of. Sometimes something weird can happen, and I presume it's like a genetic thing or something, where just a tooth can grow in like random places. Well, sometimes people get them like growing right all the way like back down their throat and stuff.
Yeah, it's not your balls though. Is
no,
it?
It's a long way from your balls. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Doctors in Morozov Children's Hospital in Moscow fear that a poor 13-year-old chap may have had a tumour if they felt a lump inside his testicle. Jeez, I mean, that's a sort of sweet relief, really, isn't it? Like,
oh, it's just a tooth.
Just a tooth. Oh, thank. Do I need to clean it? Do I need to brush it? Oh, well, I hope it doesn't have any plaque.
Sorry, floss can't get there.
No, I know, right? You've got to go down the pee-pee hole to get the floss and then...
Stop.
Sorry. However, they were astonished to find the cause of the lump was a molar tooth. Which was actually missing from his mouth and had evidently decided to grow in his ball instead.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Doctors said the cause of the rare condition was a teratoid tumour originating before birth due to a stem cell failure. Right. Why are they blanking it out? What? It's like it's an operation. There's no need. There it is. It's missing. Oh, God. That's mad. As a result of numerous botched... jumping way ahead there. The rarest of surgeries was successfully carried out by surgeon Dmitry Torusin, a senior child urologist and andrologist. And it is believed the teen can expect to have good reproductive health in later life. Good lad. A statement from the hospital described it as a truly unique case. It read, the tooth was the second molar... or the seventh in the upper jaw. It is usually replaced by a permanent tooth by age 10 or 12. Scan revealed something inside the testicle that looked like a renal gravel. Gravel in the kidneys. Right. Renal gravel. 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 Doctors decided to operate on the patient as soon as possible. I want to see the tooth. Show me the tooth. Why have they blurred it out? Less of the ball bag. More of the tooth. All right, well, you know, God bless him. He's living his best life now, isn't he? I'm impressed. Right, let's... let's
can't
do this.
Can't chew the candle at both ends anymore.
Can't chew the candle at both ends anymore.
I don't know, it's not even a saying, is it?
Chewing the candle
it's at... lighting the candle at both ends.
Yeah, burning the candle at both ends.
It's terrible. Never mind. You know, I thought, should I say it?
Hey, listen, man, you know, fire off a lot of shots. Not all of them are going to be on target.
Exactly.
You know, but I commend you for your effort. A for effort.
F plus for execution.
Only on that time, though. The rest of them have been on point. So, you know, it proves that you're not perfect 100% of the time, which proves you're human. All right, good. Document one, shutdown. This is on Shogun featuring Takura. Get into the Tory leadership race if you want next. Keen. How hyped out of 10 for the Tory leadership? Yeah, that much. Come on, name your champion.
Some things you just cannot hide. Some things you have to settle with your pride. Do your thing, link up on the other side. You can live to fight another day. Face your fear, you just have to decide. Watch your unite, they cannot divide. Do your thing, make you live your life. No matter how you try, you can't run away. Are you gonna stand and be counted? Or are you gonna simply lay down? Prove them wrong, all those who doubt it. You have to shut them down.
worship. Are you gonna stand and be counted? Or are you gonna simply lay down? To the wrong of those who doubt it. You have to shut them down.
Gantcher of Gantcher and Ruin dropping P for Putin.
You don't have a P. Peace
for Padgage. Come on. If you're watching on Facebook, don't be afraid to smash that like button or hit the share button. Same on YouTube. Smash the like. Some rogue asshole keeps. One person just keeps hitting dislike. When I find them, my mastery of hand-to-hand combat really will come into its own.
I think it might be Ronnie's eyes.
See, the Ronnie's eyes are twisted individual.
Immature bastard.
No,
dislike.
Look, I... Look, I love Ronnie Sides. I just don't know why he's such a hater. Why does he think he's so mature? Does he think he's above bloody dick jokes now, does he? Drum and dick jokes. Yeah. Stephanie Heard is listening in a fictional land of Australia.
Oh, wow.
God bless you. Shilling for real Australia. Some things you just cannot hide. Oh shit, I do need to update the VIP list in the YouTube description. Thank you for alerting me, Matthew, Big Manny Muff. Yeah, that's Shutdown by Document One featuring Takura.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely, yeah, good. Yeah, no, good. I'm keen. A new and a good an announcement. A second Snips announcement. Snips is running for PM. He's running for the lead to become the leader of the Tory Party.
The first drag lobster PM.
Yep.
I think that's what this country needs.
I think we can all get behind that. He has a number of policies which he's going to announce now. Snips' first policy. Tax the poor. Wow. Okay, that's right. And more fossil fuels. Okay, all right. Well, okay. Yep, good.
Next one.
Send them all home. Oh, Snips, right. Come on.
Oh, there we go.
Deary me. He's bucking the trend, though, of being a drag lobster, but also being really quite right-wing. Well, God bless him. I wish him the best of luck in the candidacy. He certainly gets my vote. But again, you know, what do I know about anything? All right, who have we actually got? We have the main... basically, what I think I would like to do here is we can try and decide who you would most and least like to have a night on the bag with. What do you reckon? I mean, they're all coming out now, going on about how much bag they do. Trying to sound cool, trying to get down with the youth.
Hell.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Anyway, Bojo. Bojo strikes me as the type to arrive at a party and just throw like an eight ball of gear onto the table. Come on, get amongst us. Oh, fucking hell, Bojo. Jesus. All right, well, the sort of just throwing them out of gear.
It's a dinner party, bar, right?
Yeah, you haven't even eaten, and like the dinner arrives, everyone's too geared up to eat. And like, it's like, oh, fucking Boris, like, just he's really forcing it down people, forcing it up people's noses. He's a menace. He's an absolute menace.
Yeah.
And then he just blocks up the toilet for like half an hour or something. There's a big queue outside. Nightmare. Oh, God. Jeremy Hunt strikes me as the type, always wants to get high, never wants to buy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's always like, can I just have a key? Just a little bump. Can you give us just a key? Just a key. Yeah, no, I'm going to call my guy later. Later. No, I will do. Yeah, no, I just need to go to the cash point. Yeah, no, later on. Yeah, no, I'll give you the money tomorrow. Dominic Raab. Dominic Raab looks like he has one line and goes home early. Mm. You reckon?
Yeah.
I think,
You're spot on with these so far.
Thanks. He also looks like he does a half first just in case.
See what it's like.
Yeah, test the water. And then probably only just sticks with the half.
Yeah.
Michael Gove. Oh, my God.
He's the one that people want to leave a lot sooner.
Yeah, oh God.
I want him to leave.
Someone posted a video of him doing a rap. Mm,
God.
It actually made me sort of gag. Like, oh, really, very, very bad. He did a load of gear in 20 or so years ago and then made it so that teachers could get banned for life for being in possession of Class A drugs.
Why are they all coming out talking about how much gear they've done?
Because he was about to get exposed in a book about him. Oh. So he had to preempt it by coming out with it.
David Cameron sitting somewhere going, lightweight.
Yeah, just dabbing a little bit. Just going, fucking oh, Jesus Christ. I was suggesting that a night on the bag with Michael Gove might be a good sort of shock therapy for addicts in recovery. That you're never going to want to do gear again after that, are you? Jesus. Imagine being stuck in like
a
lift with him on the gear, just like, oof, just really sweaty. And he's just, oh, God, really just trying for the deep and meaningful chats with you. Oh, God. He's trying to start a small business with you.
I told you about his screenplay.
it's quite narrative driven, and but I think, you know, it's good. I mean, it's very conversational, and no, I'm really, really enjoying writing it. Actually, it's such a nice change just to be sort of so free and creative with my writing. And you know, I didn't do it at school, and I really wish I had. Like, everyone should do it. Everyone should write. Everyone should be green. Oh God, horrendous.
That impression that felt like an hour.
Yeah. Rory Stewart looks like he's about to drop the hottest new Liquid album on Hospital. Like, seriously, like, he's wasn't he on the Future Sound of Cambridge EP? Like, I'm pretty sure he was. He was on LBC last night. He sounds fairly reasonable, actually. Sajid Javid, he's got the sort of Bezos kind of peanut head thing going on. And he's actually come out very brave, admitting that he occasionally likes to have a fag. So brave, so bold.
All right
chill out, dude. Matt Hancock, never heard of him. Literally, no. Health secretary, okay, I've never heard of the health secretary. He's a no deal Brexit, insists a no deal Brexit is not a credible option and Parliament would never allow it. Okay.
Then why was it an option?
I think so. Yeah, Leedsom. She has said that she smoked a drug. She smoked a weed at university, didn't inhale, and has never smoked it again since.
This is so weird.
Yeah, it's quite surreal. I reckon
Tory MPs, just think about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if her and her mates go in for that breeing thing, where they put MDMA in bits of brie at dinner parties and take it. You heard about that?
No.
It's as middle class as drug taking gets. Hilarious. She could easily be involved in that. I can imagine her being your mum and you're about 19. She's like, lovey, you know your friend Josh, the naughty one? Yes. Does he know anywhere that you can get any cocaine? Mum, what?
Mum?
What? It's not just for me. It's for, what? Mum, no! Just can I just have a word with him? Oh, what? Mum! Sam Guillemar. I'm not familiar with his work. As the only contender open to a second referendum, the former university's minister is widely seen as a rank outsider. Looks like a nice friendly boy. His five-point plan would give MPs a final chance to get a Brexit deal through Parliament while also preparing for a referendum if that failed. The public would be offered a binding choice between a no-deal Brexit, a revised deal, or remaining in the EU. Key quote, the world won't wait for Westminster, no matter how loudly we shout and no matter how damaging a prolonged Brexit process is for Britain. He denied taking any drugs. It's something they've got. He has. It says what they would do about drugs. Esther McVeigh, what she said about drugs, a spokesman told The Telegraph she has never taken cocaine and never would. I would want a PM that had done some gear. You know?
You I have think to they're really, all lying.
You
think,
yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I think they're... go.
They're all either lying or all seriously... The ones who have admitted it are downplaying.
But Gove looks like he's permanently coming up. You know, when you sort of... You look in the mirror and you've got that sheen and you're all pale. You're like, he just looks like that the whole time. Terrible. I mean, don't know what he's on there, Rory Stewart. He's keen about it, though.
He's very TCI, excited maybe. About his LP coming out soon.
Yeah. So, you know, it's done a really good response on the promo. Got some really great feedback. Got some really great club play, actually. And it's on the B-list for Radio 1, so absolutely hyped about it. Really can't wait for it to drop. Yeah, this summer, yeah. Got a few festivals booked in already. Yeah, so hyped for it. Just really enjoying planning out some really sick sets for later in the year. All right, fuck them all. Kill them all. No, don't, obviously. I'm only joking. No more political violence, guys. Come on. Right, last bit. What have we got? This is... Oh, no, where's it gone? Oh, it's up there. New Scientific. Welcome to the future. This is fairly appropriate. Welcome to the future, VIP. Starting to think I'm never going to get my libertarian utopia. Starting to think it might not even exist. My anarcho-capitalist utopia.
Maybe you'd have to kill a lot of people to get it, though.
No! Can't everyone just agree?
Everyone should just think like me.
Yes! I know what's
if
right.
If everyone was like me, the world would be great.
All right, James O'Brien. No, Mikey has it right. Gove looks like he's on poppers. That's that poppers sheen.
Welcome to the future. Hi. Welcome to the future.
Coming up at 11, our man from the other side, Parallaxed, the Roll Call Show. Someone described today, Lee, I think, described today's show as being a real polarisation of very highbrow and very lowbrow. I think that's about right.
Highbrow?
Yeah,
where?
I don't know. I guess just even even discussing the Tory leadership.
Well, was that the highbrow bit?
I guess so, yeah.
Really? Come on now.
All right, cool ending, guys. Yeah, well, cheers, Scientific. Cheers for that. Thought it was going to fade out nicely. Nah, forget about it. Fuck off. Cut it off. Shut it down. Come on. Okay, probably last one here. I guess we'll look at Lil Wayne and his ball bag tattoo. Lil Wayne says his only regret is getting his balls tattooed. You'd say a person like Lil Wayne has no regrets, right? Well, he has one quite specific regret.
I'd say he had many.
Yeah, he doesn't scream no regrets by looking at him. I bet
somewhere in his body he's tattooed no regrets.
Yeah, 100%. Only God can judge me. I like that as a tattoo. I think that always sets a precedent, doesn't
badly
it?
Badly spelt.
Yeah. he has one quite specific regret, and it came as a shock. Radio listeners in Miami were flabbergasted when Lil Wayne revealed on air that he regrets getting a tattoo on his scrotum. But why would a person with tattoos all over his body worry about one little tattoo? When asked if he has any regrets in life, live on radio, Lil Wayne did not hesitate to say, Tunichi said he regrets, Tunichi, is that his surname, regrets getting a tattoo on his balls. And a not suitable for work interview on radio in Miami, Florida. He says, "Howie, I regret getting tats on my balls in that late. It cost me a lot, you know, to me and that. It was just another tattoo, but it's had a lot of side effects in that, Howie." said Lil Wayne. The radio DJ prompted the rapper to reveal more about his regret. "First of all, in that late, took longer than usual to heal, and it was a bit painful in that late getting it, and that I had to keep it ventilated until it totally heals. So I had to stay away from my horse for a few weeks in that late. I was very worried. I had to stay away from the lasses in that late. You know, my horse and that were getting proper fucking raggy because I wouldn't stick it to them. When it healed, I thought my problems and worries were gone in that late. But it was the beginning of another problem. See, when you party in that lake, like I do in bed, and you get a little rough and the balls are smashing against the pussy, our speed tattooed area became swollen and painful in that lake." Fucking hell. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it even lunchtime yet?
No. When asked why he doesn't remove it using a laser tattoo removal technology, I think that'd be fairly obvious because it's even more painful than getting a tattoo. Wayne said the doctor said there is a huge possibility his balls would be exposed to radiation. He might not be able to have children. He refused to reveal what the tat looks like. Oh, that's a shame.
Is it?
Yeah, right, yeah. In a way. It is, in a way. Well, look, guys, end of the show now, in many ways. Mainly in the way that it is now the end of the show.
Right.
But other than that, it's not. Do you know what I mean?
No,
okay. No, fair enough. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being here again, Squiff. Thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thanks for Wesley's...
That.
It's just unbelievable. He's got a full vajazzle. Is that the entire length of his vagine?
I don't know much about lobster anatomy. Most of it was just guesswork.
Yeah. I'm noticing new bits all the time. Wow.
Yeah, so have fun with that.
Well, I will do, yeah. It's never seen a lobster in a bra.
Me neither.
No.
It was a first for me.
And what
well.
I really like is that the strap of the bra
doubles as a kind of... I tried to get a bit of cleavage going.
Did you? Yeah.
Can you see it?
Pretty fit, actually.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I think everyone can agree. And also, look, on the top, the bow sort of doubles as a kind of bonnet sort of bow situation.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I really thought this through.
Bold and brave and beautiful. Right, good. okay. Will, you need a 1.5 hour show. You know it was 2 hours at the very beginning.
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
Just you talking to yourself for 2 hours.
Just me. Yeah.
It's a skill.
Sort of, yeah, in a way. I think I'm tempted to go back to 2 hours at some point, but maybe in the future. Maybe an hour of power is just about right. Maybe not. Don't know. Maybe. Guys, listen, yeah. The VIP list. Thank you very much to everyone that's supporting on Patreon. I could not be doing it without you. So thank you very kindly. It's Oliver Hooper, Nicholas Gonclaus, Tom Ryan, Reese Mawson, Squidgy Beats Parsons, Paulie Hutton, Kieran R, Michael Kaczynski, Matthew Tompkins, Dave Long, Joel Potter, Carl Murphy, Sam Howard, Tony J, Richard Patterson, Jack Murphy, Tom Cam, Stephen Harris, Matthew Bull, Azara Pickle, Jerome Van Thunderbutt, Mike Pryor, Anthony Walker, Lily Unsub, Richard France, Thomas Saul, Jade Ryder, Andrew Hyde, John Finnison, the BDR Group, Big Blackford, Austin for Grief, Cooper, Gennady Lightville, Ryan Glazer, James Parry, Dave Thompson, Hendo Bartendo, Lady Squiffington, Lynn, the Menace Underwood, Dan Fucking Morris, Guy with no STDs, Justin Mercer, MC, Josh Williams, Rob Humphrey, Shibby T, Coco Shiva, Dan Elton, Tyron Wilmore, Mr. Pope, Doppelgast, Sartre, Sartre, Superior Drum and Bass, Nicholas Lawsey, Damon Raider, Chris Brates, The Bill, Chris Bartholson, Odin Bates, Lee Fuller, D, Daniel Jeffrey, Fraxis, Alexander Cassidy, Matt Wright, Dylan Laws, Grant Sullivan, Tom Robertson, Craig Cornford, Grace Sellers, Dan Smasher, Connor Smythe, Kevin Kaiser, Chris Shaw, Mr. Happy, The German Trance Overlord, D&B. Ranga makes up lifting vocal side chances, alias Cosmic Wolf, Keep Me Cool, Torn and Mindful, Don't Let You Meet Live. Nick Brock, Mustang, Feddy, Sam Simpson, Robin Card, Sam House, Hugh, Dana, Sarah Hunt, The Hitchmaster, El Tech, Willay, Ben Virgo, Dan Tweed, Lupe Salazar, Big Wodge, My Hill, Danny, Mighty Danny, Nick Fleming, Carl Lewis, Gordon and Liz, Kyle Williams, Tom Skipper, and unfortunately, it's George D. C. Happy about that? What are you doing on your phone? What are you looking? You on Right Move?
No.
What? You looking at flats?
No,
where? Around here?
It's on Instagram. That was an ad.
Just in an Instagram. Fucking hell. Can't get the staff around here. God, cheers for tuning in, guys. You're all wonderful folk. Each and every one of you in your own special ways. It's 11 o'clock now, so get out of bed. Fucking get after it. You've got a whole day left. Just get out of there.
Carpe DM.
Carpe that motherfucking DM. You know? Guys, please. Christ knows someone's got to. Anyway, hang around on threshold.fm for the next hour. Parallaxed with the roll call. Brand new show. Great, great, bloody freaking times. I love you all. I'll see you tomorrow at 10. Yeah, thanks. Cheers. Okay, love you. Bye.